The bustling city streets were waking up to the promise of a new day. The crisp morning air carried the excited chatter of children heading school. Children run in and out of bodegas and corner stores. Lus, Terrence, and Sunny, three-spirited young souls riding a bike to their urban fifth-grade classroom. As they pedaled along, their laughter filled the air, a testament to their close friendship. But today was different. Today the atmosphere held a seed electricity. The city seemed to shimmer with anticipation, as if it held a secret. This day you could feel the universe itself had conspired to bring about an extraordinary day. Under the clear azure sky in the courtyard of a school that echoed with laughter of children, there stood a stunning woman in her late 20s. She is mesmerizing. Her skin, a luscious shade of brown, handed down from generations before her. Her face, a living portrait with deep expressive eyes that light from inside out. Dark lashes framing them, high sculpted cheekbones in her lips, though sensuous and inviting, held a secret yet untold. A youthful mother, her two daughters aged 10 and 11 share their mother's captivating beauty. Their youthful faces bronze kissed from the summer sun. One slightly darker than the other, like two roses on the same stem. So alike, yet so different. Their eyes sparkled innocence and anticipation, held the same expression as their mother's. Their coiled hair vibrant and exuberant, celebrated their African roots dancing in the breeze. The schoolyard buzzed with the chatter of children, but the woman's heart was attuned to a different rhythm. Her nervousness was almost as physical as a person standing next to her reading the pros and cons of inviting him here today and back into their lives. But they need their father, not a father. She exhales and squeezes their hands, a tempest of emotions roiling beneath her composed exterior. She clutched the baby's hopes in her hands gently, her fingers trembling ever so lightly, and then he appeared. The man she loved and lost, the father of her children, emerged from the car. As her eyes locked onto his figure, a kaleidoscope of emotions swirled within her. Love, longing, anger, and forgiveness, all intertwined in a complex dance. His stone expression melting into a joyous boyhood glow. For the first time in 5 years, they stood face to face. Her heart raced, and she felt a profound weight suddenly. The love that had once bound the Maori kindled in her gaze, and the uncertainty of what lay ahead was almost unbearable. She looks away to suppress it and bury it deep. With their daughters between them, they stood reunited in a moment charged with both trepidation and hope. The years have changed them, but the love that had brought them together still lingered, trapping their words. As he approached, their eyes met, and in that instant, the world seemed to hold its breath. Both frozen, were staring at each other. Sarah uncomfortable with the way he is looking at her, then at her ring. She knows this look and won't fall for it. She catches him, laughs slightly, and she looks away. He is almost moved to tears seeing his children this big after so long. He pauses as he walks to them. Do not cry. Get it together. His daughters and their mother watching as he stands in the middle of the street. Hands over his face, trying to compose himself.
saw me on the handlebars of the bike was the first to spot the dark-skinned man getting out of the car. They happened to look at each other at the same time. Something about him seemed so familiar. His lip told her. You recognized her as well.